Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayom Yisvachim, Kuf Yud Dalet, back into the sugya of Sheichet Umala Bachot. On the Mishnah, back on Daf Kuf Yud Beis, we learn that based on the pasuk of Karban LaHashem. So actually, the pasuk reads like this. It begins, V'el Pesach Oyel Moed. Why didn't he bring this to the Mishkan, to the Beis Ham? Why did he do it outside, right? V'el Pesach Oyel Moed Lo Heviu. He failed to bring it where he was supposed to the Oyel Moed. To do what? L'hakriv Karban LaHashem. L'fnei Mishkan HaShem. To offer it as a carbon to Hashem in the right place, in the right setting. L'fnei Mishkan HaShem. So if you recall, in the beginning, the Mishnah focused on the first part of the pasuk. He failed to do it. El Pesach Oyel Moed. Which indicates to us that only something which was, suitable, which was ro'oy, which was kosher, as a carbon, which was meant for inside, and then instead was taken outside, he is chayiv. But otherwise, if something is not ro'oy, something is not suitable for the Oyel Moed, it's not destined for the Mishkan, for the Beis HaMikdash. In that case, even if he does it outside, he's not chayiv. That was part A. Then the Mishnah proceeded to the second part of the pasuk, lahakriv korban Hashem lefnei Mishkan Hashem. And from that part of the pasuk, we also excluded many items, korbanos which are pasul, faulty, failed, animals, hariveya, vanirba, right, muktze, nevad, mechir, esnan, etc., etc., etc. All these are not roi for the Mishkan Hashem, so they're excluded as well. And the question is, why do we shift to a new part of the pasuk? What's wrong with the first part of the pasuk? You're only chayiv for something which is roi, lovoi, suitable to be delivered, El Pesach Oyel Moed. So the Gemara will focus on this point now. Hariveya vanirva, an animal which interacted physically with a person or vice versa. These karbanis, who became pasul, are excluded. Meaning if one takes them and offers them outside, he is potter. But why? Rather than just have them covered by the first part of the pasuk, V'el Pesach Oyel Moed Leibiyah, indicating only something which is roif oyel moed, is covered, as opposed to these, we shift over to a new phrase, L'fnei Mishkan Hashem, only something which is roif Mishkan Hashem, as opposed to these. And the obvious question is, why do we shift? V'ho Nami, or Vahani Nami, all these examples, Nami, typically, they can be derived and excluded from the first part of the pasuk, Pesach Oyel Moed, as opposed to these which are not roi for Oyel Moed. And the answer is like this. You can only exclude from El Pesach Oyel Moed those which were never destined for Oyel Moed. Right? But these examples that we're discussing now are all cases where at one point they were indeed ro'oi, they were fit to be delivered to the Oyel Moed. But then something went amiss. A mishap occurred. A psul landed on them, rendering them pasul, unsuitable, unfit to be delivered and used as a carbon. That's why we require the second pasul to cover even those which had potential, but then lost it, and are currently unavailable and unsuitable. These two are not covered. They're excluded from the halacha of Sheichet Umala Bachutz. Now, how does it play out? Bishloim Ravei Avinira, I understand that those two cases, Mishkach Haslev, you can have them sort of land on a carbon which had previously been suitable, in which case, it fits our bill and requires the second pasuk, that the shinu mikar. What happened was he first made them carbon, and then they've experienced this disqualifying experience. V'hadar rab, right? In which case, they become pasul going forward. So you can't exclude them from the first part of the pasul because they were roi for al Pesach Oil Moed. But they'll be excluded from the second part. Right? Hakriv, Kurban, Lashem, Fnemishkan Hashem, right? Because they're no longer roi as a Kurban. And therefore he's putter on that. So those two are good. Let's go down the list and see if this can work with all the other examples. How can we have them come on later, once the item had already been kaddish? Ella, but let's say muktzah, b'nevad, the psul which results from being designated for avodah zarah purposes, or actually being nevad, being worshipped. That doesn't work. You can't do that to an existing korban. It's not yours to forbid. It's not your possession to tinker with. It remains unaffected by this type of experience. Ein adam oiser davar shein shlo. You can't forbid something. You can't disqualify something which doesn't belong to you. It's a hekdesh. So how can this have arrived later, after the item had already been designated? The answer is bekachim kalam. That category of korbanos, like a shlamim, which are somewhat considered owned by its owner, in which case, if he turns around and does this to the carbon, it becomes possible. Bali with the Reish Aglili. We are following Reish Aglili's opinion, who says, the Amar, who says, Kochim Kalam, Moment Balam. There's an element of personal ownership to them. The Sani, as we find in the Brisa, Malabal Mashem. Pasuk speaking that he denied his friend's monetary claim and he swore to that effect. The word Bashem tells you, Larabis Kochim Kalam, Shein Memoini, even if it, the dispute related to an animal, a carbon animal, a shlamim, he denied, he admitted, he swore. It also is included under this umbrella, meaning the halacha is applied, there's a requirement to bring an asham if he admits to having, you know, denied falsely, and etc., etc. Sheinu Meinu. Why? Because it's somewhat his. Divrei, that's the opinion. Okay, so back to our story. It's an existing carbon, but it's kachim kalam. It's somewhat mine. And therefore, even if he takes this carbon, but then he worships it, etc., becomes asr, becomes pasul. But again, here's another example of a psul, a disqualifying experience, which arrived later. So at one point it was roi for oil moed, and therefore cannot be excluded from the first part of the pasuk, but the psul which arrived later disqualifies it, disables it. It's no longer considered the hakrav karban lashem, in which case if it's done outside, he's potter for doing that. Hilkach. Okay, so in summation, says the Gemara, let's go through all these cases and see how and when it works. We start from Reve Avinira, which of course is the simple one, because Dvar Erva, it's an Erva related to failure, and that can descend, can affect, can adversely, can disqualify even a pre-existing carbon. So at one point it was kosher, then it became possible. Likewise, Muktzah Benevad, which is Avodas Kechavim, as just explained, it can be applied to Kachim Kalam and make it possible. What about Esnan, which is where a person takes the animal and gives it to an immoral woman for her services, umechir, or give it in exchange for a dog, payment for a dog, kalaim, a crossbreed, a tzidayfin, born unnaturally, but v'latis kachim. How do you have these disqualifying labels arrive after the kedusha had already been activated? That's what we're looking for, right? We're on a quest. Try to figure out a case where these disqualifying labels were preceded by a qualifying moment. So there was potential, and then it became possible. Then it went ari. The only way is bevladis kachim. You had an animal, which is a carbon, female, and it was carrying a fetus, an offspring within it. Technically, you can offer both together as a carbon. So there is a moment in time where the fetus has potential to be offered as a carbon. And then, while still in its unborn stage, he offered the offspring as an esnan, mechir, etc., etc. So these disqualifying labels will be applied. Why? Because we're going like the opinion that holds v'lodei kachim v'aviyosin in kedushim. The offspring of a female carbon animal only achieves full-slated, full-fledged, independent kedusha status when it's born. V'aviyosin, when it's born. So that kedusha only arrives at birth. In which case, if he turned it into an esnan prior to birth, the psul esnan applies itself to it and takes effect and renders it unsuitable for carbon use. So here's another example of a carbon which technically had potential. Had he not tinkered with it, not turned it into an esnan, etc., it would have been offered as a carbon together with the mother. Right? The mother and the unborn, you know, offspring go together as a carbon on the Mizbeach. So technically, it's Roy LePesach Oyel Moed. But what happened was, he made it possible through turning it into an Esnan, Mechir, etc. Or if it's a Kalayim, was created by a sort of crossbreed experience. Or Yetzidayfen was born by Sisterim. These are disqualifying experiences, which renders this newborn as unsuitable. But the only way to exclude it from the Isra of Sheikh Damal Bachutz is by employing the second part of the Pasuk, Lahakrav Karban. Lashem, because again, we're speaking that it was suitable at an early point, early stage, and then became unsuitable. And now we need the second part of the Pasuk to exclude it, because currently speaking, it's not suitable. Okay, so again, we have a long list of psulim, which are excluded, based on Lahakrav Karban Lashem Pesach. Lifnei Mishkan Hashem. And the reason why we need to source it in this part of the Pasuk, not in the first part, because the first part is speaking something which was unsuitable ever unsuitable. It was always a Pasuk from day one. Never right. But in these cases where there was an element of suitability at an early point in its experience, so now we need a special Pasuk to say, look, if it's currently unsuitable, it's not covered. And even if it's done outside, it's potter. Now the Mishnah proceeded to present an interesting machlokes. So you know, Shimon, who says that when you have something which is going to be ro'i in the future, although currently it's not, and if that's taken outside, there's no kares, no full-fledged, you know, full brunt of the Yisr, but there is a lois asay. Chacham disagree, and they say he's potter because, look, in its current situation, it's not ro'i for a carbon. And the Mishnah brings no less than three examples. And the question is, why do we need all three examples to just, you know, to present this halacha? One example is Oisav Ez Benoi. So, you know, this is an offspring whose mother had been shechted that day, in which case you have to wait until tomorrow. So it's currently called Mechusar Zman. It's still too early, so to speak, to wait it out. Let more time pass. So in this case, if the carbon is taken outside in this early premature state, according to Rav Shimon, there's a lois asay, according to Rabban, it's potter. Another example was the bird, the toirin, which are only suitable once they mature, but now they're still early in the game, they're still too young. So it's another example of something too early. And thirdly, we have the case of Bali Mumin. Right, blemished animals, which are going to heal soon. It's going to recover. So again, it's called Mechusar Zman. It's still too early to be used as a carbon, but will become fit later on. Again, the same achlek. The question is, why do we need all three cases? Bali Mumin, and the Toirin, and the Oysev Esbenu, to bring out, you know, this machlek. Bali Mumin, v'chulu, Oysev Esbenu, v'chulu, v'tzrichi, all three are needed. Itana Bali Mumin, had we only discussed the case of the blemished animals, yeah, I would say the reason why, in this case, the Chachamim, say, you know, it's potter if he did it outside. Mishum me'isi, because they're disgusting, there's a mum, it's totally unfit. Avotar me'isi, but these young birds, there's nothing unsightly about them. Eima, perhaps, the Rabbanu will agree to Rav Shimon that there's a love for doing it outside the Moidule, the Rav Shimon. On the other hand, Vitana Toyin, have we only discussed the second case? Mishum lechazi v'idchu. I would say, you know, here Rav Shimon says there's a lois hasei because, you know, they were unfit. They're not yet fit. It's not like they were fit and became unfit and became rejected. Lechazi v'idchu. They didn't become fit and then rejected. So they're sort of closer to suitability than not. Ava bali mumin, but in the case of the blemished animals, which were okay, and then became disqualified, maybe that's worse off. That's so disqualifying that even Rav Shimon would agree there's no iser. The irsu, they were roi, they were fit, v'ichon, then became rejected. Eima demoidu l'Rav Shimon Rabban, Rav Shimon would give the Rabban in this case, you know, I agree to you. It's totally, you know, off the track. And he's potter if he does it outside. Okay, that's why we mentioned both cases. What about the third case? Oisav es benoi, v'itana, hanitati, and we only discussed these two. Mishum lepsul, the gufay would say, you know, over here the Chacham say it's potter because there's something inherently wrong with it. It has a mum, it's too young, but in the case of the mother and offspring animals, where the issue is unrelated to the actual animal in front of you, it's just because of the timing. The mother was done on the same day, so you have to wait it out. The psul ma'al makasila, it's sort of an external factor that's causing this hold-up. Eima, moidu, le rabbanon, Rav Shimon, perhaps rabbanon will get to Rav Shimon that he's so close to home, he's more or less suitable, in which case, if it's done outside, at least there's a lav tzricha. That's why we have all three cases. And all three, the same two opinions. Rav Shimon says something which is mechusar zman, something which is, although currently not suitable as a carbon, but will in the future turn into a proper carbon, there's a lav. Rabbanan say they're pot. Now, where's Rav Shimon's source? Then, in fact, there's a lois hasei, and there's a, you know, malchus, for taking something outside instead of inside. And we're speaking that although it's puzzle right now, but since it has potential, it will become kosher in the future. Shayd Rav Shimon Omer, my time with Rav Shimon, what's his reason? What's the source for this? Right? Because you would think, based on the previous discussion, El Pesach Hayel Mayed, right? It has to be suitable currently, now. In the now, not in the future. For this, Moshe Rabbeinu was addressing Klal Yisrael on the way into Eretz Yisrael. He says, look, until now it was one system, and later on you're going to switch systems in terms of karbonis. Right? Today we have the Mishkan, and Mishkan only. You can't have your own private bama, your private altar. And since we have the luxury of the Mishkan, we can bring any karbon. Donations, obligatory karbanis, right? Neder, nadav, chayv, anything. Open door policy. But once you get it there, it's Yisrael. And we know the first 14 years are going to be busy capturing, conquering, dividing. At that point, you'll have the ability to make your own private bama, but be careful. It's only service, personal donations. You can't be makrib, chayvais, obligatory karbanis. Anyway, even in the public bama that was in Gilgal, time out. You have to wait until the next stage, which is going to be Mishkan Shiloh, 14 years later. And then things will become, you know, more formal, more official, and then you'll bring all your karbanis. So Moshe Rabbeinu is sort of warning them, listen, achatas and asham, anything that you want to be makriv during the first 14 cannot be offered then. You have to wait until Shiloh. Don't do it now. Do it later. Here's another example of something which is mechusar zman. It's premature. It's early in the process. It's exactly what we're talking about in Reb Shimon's cases. Early. Mechusar zman. Premature. Something which has potential in the future. There's a loisa say, a warning, don't do it. So we see that all these carry a loisa say. Okay? Don't do everything we're doing here today. What does that mean? Here in the midbar, you're free to do anything. Any karm, chatos, asham, right? But not then. When you enter Yisrael, the first 14 years, Yisharis takrivu, you can only be makriv Yisharis. Yisharis means Ishkala Yoshabeina, right? Something which you see fit, something you decide to donate. Right? Neder, nedava, promises, donations. Chayivis like takrivu, but not obligatory karbonis, not chiyuvim like chatas, asham. Those you have to wait. So you get to Shiloh, the Gilgal. Now, the Gilgal stage, the first 14 years, where the big bummer was in Gilgal, that we're talking about. Legabe Shiloh, with respect to Shiloh, which was 14 years later, right? Until Shiloh was established, was 14 years. And at that point, Mechusar Zmanu was still early in the game. It's premature. It's undeveloped, so to speak. Right? So all these karbanos have to wait. Mechusar Zmanu. And what's the penalty for doing it outside, for doing it, you know, now? The Kamal Moshe tells him, Loisas, don't do it. So that's in effect a Loisas, I say, against taking something which is a carbon that has potential to be offered properly in the future, i.e. in Mishkan Shiloh. And there's a Loisas, I say, against doing it now in the wrong place. That's Rav Shimon's source. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Zera. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu turns to Rabbi Zera. Yach, if that's the case, that the karbana is chayva, the obligatory karbana is during the Gilgal's phase. So yachatas and asham, etc., that was present during the Gilgal phase. That's considered mechusar zman, lacking in time, meaning premature, undeveloped, with respect to the eventual shiloi setup. Milki nami loki. Milki nami loki. So if that's the case, Any mechusar zman, forget about, you know, if it's done in the Mikdash or out of the Mikdash, if you have a carbon which is considered mechusar zman, mechusar zman can come in many forms. The animal's too young, right? Not meant to be makar before, you know, the eighth day. The animal's 5 days old. That's a form of mechusar zman. The owner is still tame, you can't bring it yet. That's mechusar zman on account of the owner. You have the teirim which are still undeveloped, all different variations and, you know, different types of mechusar zmans. So, suppose he takes a mechusar zman and does it in the Beis HaMikdash. So let's shift for a moment. Instead of speaking about Shechutei Chutz, which is a topic about Sugya, suppose he has a regular mechusar zman in the Mikdash. Is he going to get Malkus for doing so? Well, based on what you're saying, the answer should be yes, because the aforementioned Pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu's warning, seems to be directed at any mechusar zman carbon. Milkan ami lulki. Allah marav zera. But Rav Zera told us otherwise. Hakasav nitka lasei. Now the pasuk which speaks about, you know, don't makrev a carbon before 7 days, before 8 days of its birth, says, well, on the 8th day you should do it. That's called nitka lasei. Don't do it, but make sure to do it right. So basically, the pasuk is saying, you know, you don't really get a malchus on that. It's not a direct love, it's just an inferred love. Do it then, but don't do it now. In any case, there's no love based on that pasuk for every mechusar zman. But we have a new source for mechusar zman, the warning against being makrev chatas during the time of Gilgal, because of its mechusar zman status, and it's a straight out love. It should be malchus as a result. Answers the Gemara, you're right, 100% right. According to Rav Shimon, who applies the aforementioned pasuk in this manner, you're right, it would generate malchus for any mechusar zman. Hanimil Rabbon. When Rav Zera says there's no malchus, right, he doesn't get the lashes because it's not an outright negative commandment. Rabbon, that's only according to Shitas Rabbonon. But you're right, Rav Shimon Achinam, according to Rav Shimon. You're right, every mechusar zman generates a proper punishment, a proper malchus, because it's an outright explicit leisase. Rav Nachman Yitzchokamar says, no. The aforementioned pasuk describing Moshe Rabbeinu's warning does not pertain to a classic case of Mechus HaZman brought in the Beis HaMikdash. To the contrary, we're speaking about Mechus HaZman outside the Mishkan or the Mikdash. Because even Pnim the Gilgal, even if you should choose to bring the Chatas inside to the Mishkan Gilgal over there, right? To the Baman Gilgal. Although it appears like you're in the right place, you're inside, so to speak. But technically, since it wasn't the appropriate venue for these types of karbanis, Lagabi Shila, so with respect to Shila, which was a well-established Mishkan coming in 14 years, Kechutz Dami, this current arrangement in Gilgal is like, it's like outside, it's like outdoors. It's like Shutei Chutz. Kechutz Dami, because it doesn't belong there. Right? So it's more than just a simple Mechus HaZman, which is a sort of a lower level Isser. You make a recovery in the Beis HaMikdash too early. Okay, that's a lav, but it's only an inferred lav. There's no malchus. We're speaking about something which is way worse, much more severe violation. It's Mechus HaZman outside, although it's in Gilgal, but it's not the proper venue. It's like it's outside. Chutz Dami. So of course here there's malchus. It's a very different case. Rabba Amar. I have another source for Reb Shimon, that if one is makar a carbon outside, but the carbon is not yet suitable for inside, it's mechus hazman. Not now, but will be suitable in the future, there's a lav. Time that Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon's reason is based on the following price. Kedisan, Reb Shimon, Aymer. Menayin lezveich Pesach, ba mesyachit. What about a person takes a carbon Pesach to a private bama? Mishas isra bamas, when that's not appropriate. When the bamas are rasu. Now Rashi says, we're thinking at this point, when were Bamais Asr? During one of three points in history, right? Either in the desert, when we had a proper Mishkan, you couldn't do your private thing. Or in Shiloh, when it was also a private, you know, Mishkan, a proper Mishkan, you couldn't do your private thing, your private Bama. And certainly Beis HaLamim, when you're in the Beis HaLamim, when, you know, when once Beis HaMikdash was established. So during one of these three periods, private bamas were offline, off limit, off, you know. And he takes a carbon Pesach and does it in his private backyard, bamas yachat, when it was forbidden. Shas Yisra bamas. Shubalei says, how do we know that it's forbidden? Tamar leima, lo yisuchu les bechas haPesach. You're not allowed to do it. Yochalach b'shas etra bamas kin. What about when bamas were allowed? Tamar leima b'achat sharecho. The prohibition only applies be'echad sharecha. What does that mean? When there is a well-established place for karbanis, lo yamar telcha. I'm only telling you this iser el b'shah shekol Yisrael. Only at a time when the entire nation nichnasin b'sharecha are entering one gateway, meaning there's a focal point for avoided. There's a mishkan. There's a Beit HaMikdash. At that point, you take it privately. You're in violation. End quote. Now, this karban Pesach was shechted when? Before midday on Erev Pesach or after midday, what are we talking about? Emas, inei ma'achar chatzos. We're speaking after chatzos, which is the appropriate time for bringing a carbon Pesach. Karas nami mechayev. Why are we stopping at just a prohibition, a negative prohibition, a lav? It's way more severe, way more consequential. He took a proper carbon Pesach, did it in the wrong place, in its right time, but in the wrong place. That's karas. That's shchutei chutz. That's what we're talking about all. Apparently we're speaking that he did it prematurely before Chatzos. It's not yet the time for the Karban Pesach. There you go. Mechus HaZman b'chutz is a lav. That's Reb Shimon's source. No. Says the Gemara Le'Oyel L'Mach Chatzos. Certainly we could be speaking that it's already afternoon. U'b'shas Heter Abama is Koy. And actually, we're not speaking during the Mishkan, during Shiloh, we're speaking when the Bamas were permitted. For instance, during the other times in history. The 14 years in Gilgal, later on Neve Givon, when one was allowed to be makar b'karban in his private bama. But regarding obligatory karbanos, no, you can't do that. Right, because a private venue is only appropriate for right, the heter abomis was only mutter for, like we said before, for donations, for neder and adava, not for chayvos, not for obligatory karbonis. Okay, so this Pesach belongs in the Bama Gdaila, the public Bama, not in a private Bama. So that's why it's Asr. Totally different halacha. Not talking about Mechusas Zman, right? Ask the Gemara, what do you mean? But the wording in the Braisa is inconsistent with what you're saying. But look at the Braisa. It says, B'shas Isra Bamais, Ka'amar. Clearly we're speaking when the Bamais were off limits. You're telling me that it's in a time of Heter Bamais. Yeah, it just means it's at a time when you can build your own Bama. But you're meant to only use it for donations, for voluntary karbanis, and not something like a Karban Pesach. V'abishas Isra Bama is Koma. The answer is Isra Bama Loi. There's an Issa to do Loi, to do this type of Karban in the Bama. Hetabam L'chaveri. But regarding a different Karban, like an Oila, a Shlamim, which are voluntary karbanis, it's perfectly permissible to put them on your Bama. Okay, so in any case, we thought this Bryce was speaking about our subject matter, a carbon which is not yet suitable, it's Mechusas Man, he's doing it outside, there's a lav. No, we're speaking that it's a proper carbon pass. The problem is, wrong venue. Instead of going to the public Bama and doing it properly, he did it in his backyard, that's the problem. And on that, there's a lav. Okay, in any case, Rav Shimon and Rabban have this disagreement regarding Karbanis, which will be ra'ui in the future, but not now. And he does it outside the Beis HaMikdash. What happened? There's no karis. According to Rav Shimon, there's a lab. According to Rabban, he's potter. We have many examples. Aizvez b'noi, Tayrin shalai gizmanon, Balmum. We found a couple of sources for Rav Shimon. Mechus Azman. What's an example of Mechus Azman? On account of the owner not yet being available. The Mishnah says like this. You have around 10 lines from the bottom. Ezim Mechus Azman Bebala. The Mishnah gives us examples where the owner is not yet ready for it. He's still Tame, he's not yet ready. Hazav, Hazav, Ayeledes, Hametzera, right? So they took their Chatars, their Asham, and did it outside. They're part of it because it's not yet time for these Karbanis. But they took an Oilo or a Shlamim of theirs and did it outside. So although it doesn't count in terms of what they needed to bring for their purification process, but it's still a proper carbon because they can bring it as a donation. These can be brought as a nether and a dava. So they're technically suitable in the moment now. Hence, if taken outside, there's a chiv, a full-fledged chiv, and consequence of carbons. So now the Gemara is going to deal with some like a technical thing here. Because it's man, b'hani b'nei Hashem es ninu. So all these fellows that we discussed, are they connected to an Asham? Only some of them. Right, only in some cases do we have asham. These it doesn't seem like these people have ashams. You have to add mitzvah to the list, and he in fact brings an asham. So they bring their oiler and their shlamim outside. Their chay, since one of these fellows is going to bring shlamim, they're not. It's not on their repertoire. On Rav Sheshes, we have to add another individual. Tony nazir b'adav. We add nazir to the list, and he in fact brings a shlamim. Now, in the Mishnah, we only have Mitzvah added, but we don't have the Nazir. So how did that happen? The Ze'iri Kavod Tanoi. The Tanoim happened to insert Ze'iri's, add-on. So they added Mitzvah to the list, as appropriate. The Rav Sheshes, however, Rav Sheshes' add-on, which was the Nazir, for some reason was left out and had to be elaborated on today and added today. Like Kavod Tanoi, Tanoi did not add him in. Omer Rav Chilkia Bar Tuva. Here comes an interesting halach. Loishon al lishmoy. So this goes to the, the case of the, the asham that the mitzvah did too early, right? He's not yet ready for it. He does it outside his pot. That's only if it was done lishmoy, with the asham in mind. Okay, he's not suitable for asham. Too early in the game. He's not yet ready for it, right? El lo lishmoy. Avol shlo lishmoy. Chayev. But suppose when they shechted the Asham, he said, no, this is an Oila. and did it outside the Beis Hamikdash, it's chayv karis. Why? Hoil v'roish l'shalayl l'shmai b'fenim, because although it's not suitable as an asham, but it's suitable as an oila, because if you take the asham and shecht it as an oila, it's kosher. The fact is, it's kosher. So therefore, if it's done outside with this in mind, it's considered a suitable, potentially suitable oila inside. So if it's done outside, yichayv. Av shalayl l'shmai chayv. Hoil v'roish l'shalayl l'shmai b'fenim, since in its shalayl l'shmai format, it would be accepted inside. Right? Likewise, if it's done outside in this format, he's chayv. Ask the Gemara Yochi, if that's the case, if you're drawing this sort of parallel, l'shmoy nami l'chayv, even if he does it for an asham, does the asham inside for the sake of asham, he should also be chayv. Sorry, if he does the asham outside, having asham in mind, although he's not yet ready for the asham, l'chayv should be chayv. Why? Because technically this animal can serve as a proper korban. Hoil v'roy, how? L'shaloy l'shmoy v'fnim. Because technically you can take it inside and have in mind, so now that it's done outside, it's taking a proper carbon outside. So again, even though he's thinking asham, it's irrelevant. The fact is, this animal is roy as an oil inside. The answer is no. Boyakira. In order for the asham to be kosher as an oil in the Beis HaMikdash, he has to uproot, he has to relabel it. And say to himself, no, this is not an asham, I'm doing it as an oila. And until that's done, it doesn't automatically revert to oila, it stays asham. And since he's not yet ready for the asham, it can be used as an asham. So likewise, if it's done outside for the sake of asham, he's potter. Unless he consciously switches it to an oila outside, then he's chayiv, because as an oila, it could be brought inside. Okay, maskler of huna. Rav Huna has a question on this. He says, how could you say v'chiyesh lecha davar she'en kosher l'shmoy v'kosher shelo l'shmoy? How could you say that you have a case here that something which, if it's done properly, so to speak, with the right carbon in mind, but if he's thinking asham, which it really is, then it's not kosher because it's not suitable at this point, it's early, it's not ready for asham. V'kosher shelo l'shmoy. But if I'll relabel it and divert it to something which it really isn't, it's not really an oila. If he has oila in mind, then it's kosher. How could that be? Properly, it's pasul. Improperly, it's kosher. Says the more of a lie. It's the first time we encountered such a thing. Very Pesach. Take a look at carbon Pesach. B'shayim moisa shana throughout the year. Not an erev Pesach. Deina kosher lishmoy. If you have in mind carbon Pesach, boom, it's pasul. Wrong time. But v'kasha shalei l'shmai, if he has in mind, you know, ashlamim, if he has in mind different carbon, it's okay, turns into ashlamim. So there's your example. Well, so the more you can't compare Pesach, because the carbon Pesach b'shayim esam hashanah throughout the year, shlamim ninu, in fact, is a shlamim to begin with. Meaning every carbon Pesach has a potential to be either a carbon Pesach, or if it's done throughout the year, it's a shlamim. That's the aloch. So it's very different than our case where you're taking an asham, which is an asham through and through, and sort of saying, look, if I have asham in mind, it's possible. If I have oil in mind, then it's kosher. That's a little bit of a striking type of case, and that was this kasha. In any case, we'll continue tomorrow. But the point of the matter was, the chiddush of Chilkei Bar Tuvi was that although the asham is not yet, the owner, the matzor, is not yet ready for his asham, and therefore if the asham is taken outside and shechted is potter, but if it's shechted for the sake of an oila, for the sake of, you know, then he's chayev. Why? Because if you would have that in mind inside, it would be kosher. You can't be shechting the asham for the sake of an asham. It's too early for that. But asham for the sake of an oil would be kosher. Likewise, if it's outside with that in mind, then it's considered to be makar with proper carbon outside, and there's a regular einish of course. Very interesting. All the best to you and atzlachura.